moving and stationary figures on the broad expanse of docks. Blue-clad porters. A few men in rather shabby-looking overcoats walking about restlessly, glancing at the ship. They looked more like money changers or taxi drivers than policemen, Chester thought. His eyes moved from left to right and back again over the entire scene. No, he couldn't believe that any one of the men he saw could be waiting for him. The gangplank was down, and if anyone had come for him, wouldn't he be coming right on board now, instead of waiting on the dock? Of course. Chester cleared his throat and took a gentle drag on his cigarette. Then he turned and saw Colette.
Greece, she said, smiling.
Yes, Greece.
He took her hand. Her fingers spread, then closed tightly on his.
I'd better see about a porter. All the suitcases closed?
She nodded.
I saw Alfonso. He'll bring them out.
Did you tip him?
2,000 lira. You think that's okay?
Her dark blue eyes looked up widely at Chester.
Her long auburn lashes blinked twice. Then she repressed a laugh that came bubbling out of her, a laugh of happiness and affection.
You're not thinking. Is 2,000 enough?
2,000 is perfect, darling.
Chester kissed her lips quickly.
Alfonso emerged with half their luggage, set it on the deck, and went back for the rest. Chester helped him carry it down the gangplank to the dock, and then three or four porters began arguing as to who would get to carry it.
Wait, just wait, please, Chester said. Money, you know. Gotta change some.
He waved his traveler's checkbook, then trotted off to a money-changing booth near the gates of the dock. He changed a 20.
Please,
Colette said, patting a suitcase protectively, and the quarreling porters folded their arms, stepped back, and waited, looking her over with approval. Colette, it was a name she had chosen for herself at the age of 14, in preference to Elizabeth, was 25 years old, 5'3", with reddish light brown hair, full lips, a perfectly straight nose lightly sprinkled with freckles, and quite arrestingly pretty dark blue, almost lavender eyes. Her eyes looked widely and straightforwardly at everything and everyone, like the eyes of a curious, intelligent, and still learning child. Men whom she looked at usually felt transfixed and fascinated by her gaze. There was something speculative in it. And nearly every man, whatever his age, thought, she looks as if she's falling in love with me. Could it be?
Most women thought her expression, and even Colette herself, rather naive, too naive to be dangerous. Which was fortunate, because otherwise women might have been jealous or suspicious of her attractiveness. She had been married to Chester just a little more than a year, and she had met him by answering an advertisement he put in the Times for a part-time secretary and typist. It hadn't taken her more than 2 days to realize that Chester's business was not exactly on the up and up. What stockbroker operated out of his apartment instead of an office, and where were his stocks on the exchange anyway? But Chester had a lot of charm. He plainly had plenty of money, and evidently the money was rolling in steadily, which meant he wasn't in any trouble. Chester had been married before, for 8 years, to a woman who had died of cancer 2 years before Colette met him. Chester was 42, still handsome, graying slightly at the temples, and just a bit inclined to develop a tummy, but Colette was inclined to put weight on all over, and dieting was a normal thing with her. It was easy for her to plan menus that were appetizing as well as low in calories.
Here we go,
Chester said, waving a fistful of drachma notes.
Pick a taxi, honey.
There were half a dozen taxis standing about, and Colette chose the one of a driver who had a friendly smile. Three porters helped them load the taxi with their 7 pieces of luggage, 2 of which went on the roof, and then they were off for Athens. Chester sat forward, watching for the Parthenon on its hill or some other landmark that might appear against the pale blue sky. And then he found himself looking at an imaginary walkie car, big as all Athens, red and chromium, with its horrible rubber-lumped handlebars and its ugly...